Well, I noticed a lot of the presentations today have been talking about experiences, and the Abraham Lincoln Museum as experience and stuff. And that's your art seems to be leaning towards that experience idea. You sort of experience the piece rather than passively looking at a painting on a wall. There's mm-hmm. the whole kind of experience of the art to look at.
Well, thank you. I think that one of the things that was talked about this morning really rang true for me as an artist. For example, you've always... A lot of people have had the experience of going, let's say, to the Grand Canyon, taking a picture at sunset, and you had this amazing experience, and then you go home, and you get your film developed, and you see this crummy little picture with a sort of red stripe, and you go, well, that wasn't really what I felt. Now, with an artist, what an artist is trying to do is to get to that heart of the experience, to what was that, oh my God, feeling that happened to you, or what was that sense of wonder, what was it, and sometimes a photograph gets in the way of that. Sometimes you really have to kind of mull through what it is and see what was at the core. So, for example, in this installation, the feeling I got when I saw all of those decapitated sculptures, which were done as the city was sacked, was this tearing between the capacity human beings have for repose and creativity and also destruction, and that we carry that within us. So the book that I made has drawings that are very brutal on one side and drawings of the lotus position on the other. And so that was my way of trying to get at the essence of that, oh my goodness, that I felt when I experienced it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even though they tried to destroy it, it was still art.
Yeah, it's still art, and still there. This kind of serenity comes over you, which comes with time, I think, and spending time with a thing. And I think actually that's one of the things that happens with libraries, and that was referred to earlier in Bob's talk, was that people's attention span went from 60 minutes to 6 seconds. And that we're a culture of ADD at this point. And if you can just get someone's attention to the point that they'll relax into something and actually feel it, and then be curious enough because they've been engaged with it that they'll want to know more. I think people are hungry for knowledge, not just sound bites. And I think part of what a library or a museum needs to do is to get someone engaged in a visceral way so that then what is there, because there's a wealth of things there, or it just has to be, you have to get somebody's frantic attention first.